government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. It is already Thursday. It is the third day of April 2008, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I need your help. You know, when we had Willie Nelson on, it took a day or two to get the Associated Press to pick it up, and then it did break nationally, and there was a still somewhat of a news blackout on it, but it did get out in the alternative media, and most Americans ended up hearing about it. And all over the country, when Willie Nelson goes on tour now, people come up to him and say, hey, I heard you on the Alex Jones Show. Why is that so important? That is vitally important because that is a sounding board. That's a sonar ping back at us, that it had a massive effect and caused a lot of people to wake up and look at the official story. But more importantly, we already have 80-plus percent in some polls, 60-plus percent in other polls, so we know it's way more than half the public say that they believe they've been lied to about the official story. They say that they've been lied to about the official story. But they are afraid to speak out at the water cooler. They're afraid to speak out at the lunch counter or at church. They're afraid to speak out with their friends and family. And when they hear about Governor Ventura going public, when they hear about Willie Nelson going public, when they hear about a high-level Japanese member of parliament going public, when they hear about a highly respected former president of Italy, president for 7 years, one of the most respected presidents in modern history, when they hear about CIA section chiefs and Bob Baer, Bill Christensen, Ray McGovern, the list goes on, coming out and saying inside job, Michael Meacher, who was number three in Blair's government, Actress of the Year, Best Actress, Oscar-winning actress, 2008, coming out and saying it. Hundreds of engineers and scientists and physicists coming out and saying it. That creates courage, and it makes it easier for others to stand up and go public in the trails that have already been blazed by others. This is so important. I need your help. We all need to help each other. I need you to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're the top stories right now. There are three top stories. One is former Governor Jesse Ventura, WTC collapse, a controlled demolition. Navy veteran and movie star savages official story, says media covering up truth about attacks. This is powerful information. This is important information. This is information that needs to get out to everybody right now. There's another story dealing with what Ventura said in his incendiary hour and 20-minute interview here yesterday. Jesse Ventura warns of Obama assassination attempt. And by exposing government-sponsored assassinations, we reduce the chances that they will be committed in the future, not against Barack Obama, but against a Ron Paul or others that we know are coming in the future. There's another one of dealing with Jesse Ventura, right up at the top of PrisonPlanet.com, where 20-plus publishers refused to carry a book, Operation Mockingbird Behavior, MSNBC, silencing him. He broke all this yesterday on this very show. I need your help to carry the ball.
It is a big idea, a new world order
in the near future. Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I don't want anyone to take for granted how big that Jesse Ventura interview was. This is the former governor of Minnesota, who I met with a year and a half ago, and he said he had questions because he knew the government had staged things with Operation Northwoods, had wanted to stage terror attacks, and then he knew Gulf of Tonkin had been staged to get us into Vietnam, but that he still just couldn't believe that they'd carry the attacks out, that they let it happen. And he says that in his new book. But yesterday on this show, and it's the first time he's done it, I was talking to him during a break, and he just said, look, I'm coming all out today. I'm just going to go ahead and say what I really think. I don't know why people come on this show and they just spill their guts. I guess God moves their heart or something, even though they're like Jesse Ventura and don't believe in God. But, you know, the point here is he came on the show and he said that the government basically carried out the attacks and they were controlled demolitions. The stories are up on PrisonPlanet.com, right at the top, the three stories written by Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo. They need to go to every radio station, every TV station, especially the AP in Minnesota. I need you to fax them, call them, email AP all over the country, Reuters, the Pioneer Press in Minneapolis-St. Paul, the Star up there in Minneapolis-St. Paul, the Duluth paper. I'm giving you key attack points where I know they'll pick it up. LAAP. I got people working on it here. We have a very small staff. We need your help. Now, they're going to try to block this and keep it from coming out. This is big news. I had to lobby the Associated Press to pick up the Willie Nelson information. So we're going to be talking about that coming up in a few minutes. But first, the economy. Ron Paul yesterday on the Banking Committee in Congress boldly exposed Edward Bernanke and talked about how this country's going into fascism. Fascism is where the private corporate interest control the government and where the government is in league and controls the corporate interest. The Federal Reserve engineered the monetary system that has caused what's happening today. Now they want to get rid of three federal regulatory agencies, and the Federal Reserve wants to be judge, jury, executioner, chief inspector, detective, beat cop, chief cook, bottle washer, everything. Just total, this country will be fully run by the Federal Reserve. It's just amazing. So here is Congressman Ron Paul yesterday.
Congressman Paul.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Welcome, Chairman Bernanke. There's a political philosophy that advocates the merging together of the interests of business and government at the same time with a loss of civil liberties of the people. And I'm afraid we're moving in that direction, not just in the last year or two, but over many, many years. When you think about, especially since 9/11, there has been some loss of civil liberties that we shouldn't be unconcerned about. There are warrantless searches. There's no really financial privacy or medical privacy in this country. Habeas corpus has been challenged, as well as the internet privacy is being challenged. So civil liberties have been challenged. But the combination of business and government has been ongoing for a good many years. I would say possibly for 100 years, but more so now. And I see what we're doing today, or at least a proposal by Treasury, as a massive move for a lot closer association of business and government. Most everybody's aware of the military-industrial complex and the combination of how military contractors and government are in bed together. Now we have a medical-industrial complex. The media is very much involved with government, as well as just about everything that we have, government and businesses are very much involved. But the original purpose of our government was to regulate the government, and not for the government to regulate the people, because there really isn't any authority to people for the government to tell us what to do with our civil liberties or to run our businesses. I mean, if we believe in the marketplace, the market is supposed to be self-regulating, and there can be a case made for that. But we have embarked for many years in this effort to have the government do all the regulating. But from my viewpoint and the viewpoint of many others, we should be regulating the government. And we essentially don't. I mean, when you think about the authority, you as a chairman of the Federal Reserve and what the Federal Reserve can do, I mean, it really goes unaudited and very, very little oversight. And now when you think about the recent embarking of the president's working group, and this is not an advisory group. It's called a working group. I mean, they're not economic advisors. We have presidential economic advisory. But we don't have minutes of the working group. We don't know what they do, what kind of action, what authority they have. And once in a while we hear a report, but we're giving more power to this working group, which means that it looks like we've really given up on the republic, you know, freedom and the marketplace and sound money. And all we accept is more encroachment of our civil liberties, more collusion between business and government. And it looks like this is a massive increase in the combination of government and big business. So my concern really is very philosophic. I mean, most of us deal here from day to day, is this regulation good or this regulation bad, without realizing that the general rule is that when government creates a regulation, they create the need for two more regulations. And the same way, when we allow our banking system to inflate the economy, it causes the bubbles to occur, and then we have to inflate to prevent them from breaking and deflating. So it goes on and on, and we perpetuate our problems. But it seems to me that the basic question that we don't ask and we should ask is why we have a business cycle. And for 100 years, the conclusion has been in this country, philosophically and practically at the political level, is that it's a consequence of freedom. It's a consequence of capitalism. And therefore, we need government to save the people from their freedom. Freedom of choice personally, loss of civil liberties, and the freedom of choice of businesses. So could you tell me, do you accept the idea that the business cycle is a consequence of capitalism and freedom? Or is the business cycle, could it be that others who say it's a consequence of government interference? Because that to me is the key question, and depending on how you answer that, depends on everything we do from here on out.
Well, Congressman, first a word on the President's working group. That's a informal group of the heads of various agencies. It has no separate statutory authorities, but it's a chance to get together and talk about issues. And on a number of occasions, as you've noted, we've put out reports that have no statutory authority but represent our thinking and our staff's thinking on some various issues. Certainly, large parts of the fluctuations in the economy are from the free market. They represent changes in productivity, for example. Changes in business activity. There are probably also those circumstances in which fluctuations are due to government intervention. Government spending during wars, for example. An example which is particularly relevant to the current discussion is that during the 19th century, the United States had periodic financial crises where banks would fail and there would be sometimes effects on the broader economy. And it was dissatisfaction with that that led in 1913 to the creation of the Federal Reserve to try and stop these periodic financial crises. This created the set of consequences that you allude to in the sense that if you're going to give the Federal Reserve power over the financial system, and in particular, if there's going to be moral hazard induced by that, then for the protection, you need to have some regulation to prevent the moral hazard from creating further distortions in the financial system. But I do agree with you that the fluctuations often have a private sector entrepreneurial component to it, and we are neither able nor should we try to completely eliminate fluctuations in the economy.
Does the Federal Reserve contribute to the business cycle?
It has. It has in times, most notably during the 70s when inflation got out of control and the Fed had to raise interest rates sharply to control inflation, and it resulted sometimes in slowdowns in real
estate. Does excessive credit and low interest rate cause malinvestment, artificially low interest rates, market driven?
The question is, you know, is the judgment about where interest rates ought to be. We have, of course, a mandate for maximum employment and price stability. We're trying to balance those obligations. So we could make mistakes and put the interest rate at the wrong place, and that would have negative impacts. I agree. So we're doing the best we can to find the right place to put the interest rate, the one that's consistent with the neutral rate or the rate that establishes a full employment economy.
And someday we may try the market to determine the interest rates. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. In the House Banking Committee, Congressman Ron Paul, the leading Republican on the committee, grilling Bernanke. And if you read the proposal made last Thursday by the Federal Reserve, by the way, we have Bob Chapman joining us in the third hour to talk about that from the International Forecaster. It's amazing. And I was driving into the Sunday radio show Sunday, and I heard Fox News Radio going, the Federal Reserve is proposing to crack down on corruption in the markets and problems. And it said, strangely enough, with less regulation. So get rid of the Securities and Exchange Commission, get rid of a bunch of other federal agencies, which, granted, are revolving doors from the Federal Reserve and revolving doors from Wall Street and the brokerage houses and banks, kind of like the FDA is a revolving door, or the EPA is a revolving door, or the Pentagon's a revolving door from the defense contractors and the generals. But now it's just one group will have all the power, the private bankers that own us, that own you and your family. That's their view on it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, here on the GCN Radio Network. We're going to get into a bunch of economic news, the Jesse Ventura interview, and a lot more.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before I get back into the incredible Jesse Ventura revelations, there were like 5 of them breaking here on this show yesterday. I had no idea he was going to do that. And before I get into the economy and the guest we have joining us today, I wanted to get into a story out of the Metropolitan newspaper out of Canada. Obama's minister claims that HIV/AIDS is a eugenics depopulation agenda and is supported by U.S. investigative researchers. So again, to read that headline, Obama's minister's claim that HIV/AIDS is eugenics depopulation agenda is supported by U.S. investigative researchers. This is by David Stein. I'm going to get David Stein on. You'll probably hear him tomorrow or next week. But in this article, he goes over a lot of the mainline history and research and documents that the autoimmune virus, known as AIDS, was engineered as a soft kill, that is a slow kill, hard to track bioweapon, and that it's only an umbrella cover story now for a whole bunch of different soft kill bioweapons that are targeted towards blacks. They also, of course, Homo sapiens sapiens are all so closely interrelated, it kills whites as well. But more than 100 times harder, and these are mainline studies, but they're suppressed for a white to contract them. Now, most whites in Central and Southern Europe and Eastern Europe, from Moor invasion and Turkish invasion, have Negroid blood. And please don't be so politically correct that I use a scientific term. You call in thinking that's a racist term. That's a Caucasian, Asian, Negro. That's where these terms come from. Let's be adults. They arrest you in England if you say the word homosexual because the ignorant public believes that it's a slander. It's heterosexual, homosexual, homo sapien, sapien. It's just scientific terms, okay? And I'm not being sarcastic to our learned audience that's smarter than I am in most cases. They're, believe me, you cannot underestimate how dumb some of the public are. Hey, let's get back to how they're killing the blacks, okay? Instead of freaking out about the word Negroid. Oh, God, help us. Obama's ministers claim that HIV/AIDS is eugenics depopulation agenda supported by U.S. investigative researchers. And I'm going to get into this later. That's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Or you can go to the Metropolitan website, and we'll post that up on the site. It is posted so you can go link through to it. School fluoride program, ensuring a lasting smile. Now, just type in school fluoride program or fluoride school program. And this is how this works very often. I was on Infowars.com looking at the stories Kurt Nemo had written or posted, and I was reading some of the comments because there's always good tips in them and a lot of times entertaining stuff as well. And I saw a lady saying, I'm so mad. My son is in elementary school, and he comes home and with fluoride tablets every week, and they make him wash their mouths out with fluoride treatment every morning. And I didn't just go off that and believe that. I remembered going to Margaret Sanger Elementary School in kindergarten in Dallas, Texas, named after the eugenicist. And I remember every month having to wash our mouths out with fluoride and always feeling sick and putting my head down on the and then falling down in the bathroom, the chemical weapon hitting me hard, the other kids. I mean, I remember not liking it. When they'd bring it out, I would, and of course, no one had told me. No one knew. They made it fun. It was in little boxes when they gave you the liquid or the pills. There were little red pills, too, with a little cartoon strip. But I remember just a few months into it getting really upset and being afraid because I didn't like the pain. And there's no doubting this. So it reminded me. See, there's so much evil, so much institutionalized evil that you can't even keep track of it. You can't even be aware of it all. There's just too much. So I see this message board comment or this story comment. The people posting in the articles, it's kind of like a message board is what people are using it for. It's really popular. And so I Googled school fluoride program, and every school in the country that's government-run is doing it. And now it's a daily operation. Now, when we get back, I'm going to tell you about this. Now, I want you to understand, depending on the school program, it is 0.5 or 0.3 or 0.2. One part per million causes 20-point IQ reductions. This is parts, was it parts per 100 or parts per 1,000? I mean, this is devastator.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. Uncivil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know. You're Chewbacca.
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second. They can't track us. It's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at ANU'd.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I sat down with Big Brother and the national ID. Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car. And if I want to travel, it's nobody's business how far. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I say shame on Big Brother, always tracking and tracing me. Don't want a chip in my mother, chip in my wife, a chip in my babies. Stay out of our life. Don't want no shackles.
You tell them.
Don't
Jimmy Vaughn,
no shackles on me.
Double Trouble, Fabulous Thunderbirds.
I sat down with Big Brother, no more slavery.
But we talk about being tracked, being tagged, being face scanned, our cars being scanned, our cell phones tracking us. What about fluoride? Let me just read this to you. This is out of New York, the state of New York. School fluoride program ensuring a lasting smile. Now, the American Dental Association, after all these lawsuits, had to admit that fluoride actually rots your teeth from the inside out. Dental fluorosis, it causes bone fractures. The National Kidney Association admits it, nothing like it, attacking the kidneys. It attacks all the other glands associated with diabetes, cancer. It's just unbelievable. And they've known this for over 100 years. The Nazis used it in death camps at about 3 parts per million. School fluoride program ensuring a lasting smile. The self-applied fluoride and education rinsing program called SAFER is a preventative service that has been successfully implemented in many New York school districts for more than 20 years. Folks, I am 34 years old. This was going on when I was 5 in Dallas. Participating children ages 6 and older use 10 milliliters or 5 milliliters of 0.2 sodium fluoride solution to rinse for 1 minute in the classroom. Participation by children too young to rinse and are in Head Start programs or kindergarten chew a daily fluoride tablet or use daily fluoride drops for the prevention of tooth decay. As if they're not getting enough in the water and their toothpaste, even if you believe the official story. God help us. Now, I meant to do the math during the break. What is, John, you got a calculator? What do you call 0.2? Now, I found other programs that are 0.5, 0.3. I'm going to read those. Because if it was, 1%, it would be 1%, but it's 0.2. I know that's millions of times higher than 1 part per million that the government recommends for our teeth health, which has incredible 20-point, on average, major studies, IQ reduction, comparing communities right next to each other, those that fluoridate, those that don't. What is the... That's 2 parts per thousand, isn't it? So we're talking 2 parts... per thousand sodium fluoride solution versus 1 part per million, and it's daily. Now, no one ever told me sodium fluoride was bad. No one ever told me that it isn't just sodium fluoride, that by federal law and state law, it's the toxic waste with hundreds of chemicals from fertilizer manufacturing and aluminum purification and the nuclear weapons uranium purification program. That's when it first started in the 50s. Because they had big spills in Tennessee and everywhere else that were killing people and causing problems. They said, oh, we don't have to store it. It's not a toxic waste. We're going to put it in the water, but dilute it. It's a valuable nutrient, which is true. You need very small levels of calcium fluoride for your body. Just like you need very small amounts of arsenic and cyanide. And it is in plants and vegetables, and it is in the air, and it is in the dirt. What is it, parts per billion? You can go pull the studies up. I've read so many, they all kind of blur together. The program targets children who do not have access to community water fluoridation, who do not have access to dental care, who live in rural areas, and who live at below the poverty level. Perfect eugenics. See, that's their... Now, I was in Dallas. You had a lower middle class elementary school. That's why my parents moved to Rockwall so I go to better government schools. But it was lower middle class, and it was about half black kids. And you bet, I looked into it. It targets poor children. The government hadn't given 2 and 5 parts per thousand fluoride to the lily white. They just get their 1 to 2 parts per million, which gives you a good head thumping as well. But I remember... They'd come out with those red pills, they'd come out with those washes, and man, they'd tell me chew one of those, and man, headache, laying back in the chair, I wouldn't know who I was for 2 days. And then I remember being about 10 years old and having my dad clean my teeth twice a year, and he's a good guy, he's not evil, he believes in the system, he believes in the Dental Association, He's not a bad guy, so he thinks they wouldn't lie. Now he knows the truth and is all freaked out and has researched it, as a lot of other dentists, in fact, top dentists, have gone public now. Just type in dentist against fluoride. I mean, they made the dental association say don't do it for children. It's poisonous. And I remember going in, having him clean my teeth, and he'd say, okay, come over here to the sink. Here's a fluoride treatment. I remember taking a shot of that, gargling it, spitting it out, and, man, I'd get in the car. And, again, this wasn't placebo because my whole life I would never really put two and two together. When I was real little, I would kind of associate it with it. But later, I just wasn't thinking about it, and I'd take it and get a headache and drive home in the car. My dad remembers it. Just lay back and fall asleep with a horrible headache. I remember my whole life brushing my teeth and getting a headache right after it, getting a stomach ache. It says on the back, if you swallow a pea size, call poison control. Look at your toothpaste. Now, there are not hundreds. There are thousands of government studies going back to the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, right through to now, admitting that it eats holes in your brain, it destroys your bones, it calcifies your arteries and all of your major glands, and just savages the delicate flesh tissues of the filters in the kidneys, savages the liver. It is a savage chemical attack. Pulitzer Prize-winning book on World War II documents Nuremberg trials that they put fluoride in the water to make the slaves docile. So you don't want a chip in your body, a chip in your wife. I agree. But how about the fluoride? Because even if you don't drink the fluoridated water, when you drink that coffee from the store, you drink that tea, you're getting it. When you're breathing the hot fumes, you get even more than from drinking it. Very deadly. The chlorine alone, massive cancers, thousands of studies. The chlorine you're drinking, the breakdown products of chlorine are even worse. School districts or public health professionals interested in the program should contact departments, Bureau of Dental Health, to determine if they qualify. For more information, contact Elizabeth Whitman, RN, Public Health Program Nurse, Bureau of Dental Health, and then it's got her phone number in New York. Now, that's the first one that pops up when you type in school fluoride program. Next is Colorado, and then Texas, and then Florida. And Colorado school fluoride mouth rinse program. Colorado, welcome to. And then it goes into how it is wonderful for the children. And I remember them showing us little films, too. They'd bring in the, you get real happy when they roll in the film, and they'd put the film reel on and show you a film about your teeth and a little happy cartoon character that drinks fluoride. And then, man, it was like drinking a half gallon of Jack Daniels when you're a little baby, when you're 5 years old. Went into there, imagine how smart I'd be. Imagine how smart you'd be if they hadn't throttled our little brains. You know, they got all these studies about how blacks' test scores are so bad. Well, part of it, you know, people always joked about the lead paint chips, but those inner cities, boy, they down the Mexicans and blacks and poor whites' throats, they just dump these pills and bubble gum and drinks, and oh, it's so good. 2 parts per 1,000. Instead of 1 part per million. No debating that is absolute poisoning. Now, I'm sure this nurse means well that I mentioned right on the program. She believes the system's good. Probably a nice person. Colorado School Fluoride Mouth Rinse Program. Another segment of the fluoride program is the school mouth rinse program. The purpose of the school fluoride mouth rinse program is to provide a safe and effective preventative method for reducing dental decay. While not as effective as the community water fluoridation program, and where communities are too small or do not have access to optimal levels of fluoride in community water. These, by the way, I've looked it up. They're doing this where they fluoridate. This is just pure bull. The school fluoride mouth rinse program helps prevent tooth decay in grade school children, grades 1 to 6, right during that key brain growth period, for roughly the same cost per person in the community as for the CWEP, but only reaching approximately 1/4 of the population. Oh, it only gets 1/4. Children rinse once a week with 1 minute in the classroom and then spit out the fluoride. which is absorbed into the glands that are right underneath the tongue, I would add. That's where you're supposed to take a lot of medicines, folks. Some of the levels that absorb like nothing else under there. The benefit to teeth from fluoride rinse program is topical. The fluoride solution strengthens the outer layer of tooth enamel. That's pure bull. You absorb it. And the fluoride is not swallowed. Absolute bull. A large portion of it swallowed. Because you spit out about 90% of it, but the rest of it coats the mouth. It's like a syrup. Ugh. Sends chills up my spine. Other examples of topical applied fluoride are toothpaste fluoride treatments in the dental office. And it goes into how it is 3 parts per 1,000. It says statewide, there are 26 elementary school programs in Colorado in school districts serving the entire district. So 26 districts are doing this in Colorado. You can just go on and on for hours. I spent about 2 hours on this last night. So there you have it. This is the equivalent of bashing your child's head into concrete every day or putting him in the ring with a professional boxer. You know why the professional boxers, when they're 40 years old, can't talk? Because they're brain damaged, ladies and gentlemen. You wonder why most Americans can't complete sentences? Have you talked to them? They're fluoride heads. That alone. And now, tens of thousands of girls at age 3 go into puberty and begin having menstrual cycles, the girls. And what do? They go, oh, we've got a hormone that we use to block that hormone that's in your milk and cheeses. And then the boys are super feminine, and their sexual organs do not develop. Their male ovaries or testicles do not drop. And that's now just all over the country. Percentages are skyrocketing of men that are not basically men. They don't have testosterone. They have estrogen, which then affects the same brain structures in the brain tissues, and they're attracted to men. See, it's all smell that then triggers things in the brain. So the area of the brain that is associated with the more female outlook, and it's a complex issue, but I've read what the scientists have said. Basically, then men smell other men. You're not supposed to smell testosterone and like it. And you're supposed to smell the estrogen and progesterone and the other hormones of women and get excited. But you're not. You see men now because you've been drinking all this milk filled with the female hormone to make the female hyperfemale in the cow to produce 4 times more milk than a regular Jersey cow or Holstein is going to produce. So our women are hyperfeminine and get breast cancer because hormones in the exchange through the tissues, the tissues that have higher hormonal fluxes are the tissues in almost every case that get the cancers because hormones age the cells, cause more DNA breaks. It gets more complex than that, but I'm digressing off into it. They admit, though, that there's a lot of studies showing that it's the hormones causing women's breasts to basically rot off and our precious women dying. And I'm sorry to use terms like that for you, but if it'll get you to stop drinking all these hormones and it'll get you to get your daughters and your sons off this stuff, then I'll talk about it. See, the fluoride's only one part of it. Now, I don't know if they put these hormones in the milk on purpose to do this to us, though it admittedly is frying our reproductive systems, which they want from a eugenics perspective. But I know they put the fluoride in there to hurt us, and I'm mad about it. And I'm sick of the government with all its PSAs on radio, TV, and billboards and newspapers telling me how much you love me. The average jackass down at the police station probably thinks they're doing it for the betterment, and the average jackass at the health department and the average nurse thinks that. But I'll assure you, the people running all this and the social planners that designed all this are some cold-blooded people. And they're waging war on every single one of us. Now, I know we got police listening. Go look up toxic fluoridation. Toothpaste, the average brand is around 2%. Now, you swallow a pea size of that, they say go to the hospital. They're making kids chew tablets that have that much in it every week in these schools. You go read the studies where there is no debate that 2% causes massive brain damage. It's documented that one part per million causes massive brain damage. Now, I want to be on every AM and FM station I can be in every community. I want to warn people, but I'm not. I'm only on about 60 stations that are commercial, big, official AM and FMs, more than 100 micros known as pirates of the general public. Great folks out there. But I'm here to tell you, I want you to get this information and warn everybody you know, because I may not have a station in every city, but I got internet, shortwave, and satellite listeners in every city. And we got a responsibility to warn people. Now let's stop sitting around, get up off your butts, and get going. We'll be right back with the Jesse Ventura new developments as the neocons attack.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Okay, we've got so many guests that we stacked them up today like cordwood. We've got Dr. Louis Sancho, physicist. You're also going to have his colleague on who was on Monday, Walter L. Wagner, about the heavy superconducting supercollider and the dangerous particles that the equations show it can and in some cases have produced tiny black holes and things of that nature. That's coming up in about 5 minutes, doing a part two on this early because these type of super technologies are so important. Then we've got Robert Galen Ross, who I set up weeks ago in studio. He's going to be here from 12:30, coming up in about an hour, or no, coming up in about 40 minutes, until 1:30, and then Bob Chapman on what's happening with the Federal Reserve and the economy and gold and the commodities and the rest of it. So that is coming up today, totally jam-packed. Now, listen, I'm not going to belabor this all day, but I need your help, just like I need your help on the fluoride issue and how they're poisoning the kids. Just absolute brain damage, absolute hardcore assault in plain view. In plain view. I mean, they're just doing it right out in the open with 2 parts per thousand, some cases even higher, instead of 1 part per million with these, the gum and the rest of it. Jesse Ventura, 3 big articles. We want the neocons to take the bait. We want Michelle Malkin, who calls for putting Americans in concentration camps and writes books about it, who calls for no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, endless war. She's taken the bait and posted at Hot Air the Jesse Ventura incredible interview yesterday for an hour and 20 minutes. Expanding out on that, others are starting to pick up on it. You want to target neocons and send them this story. Former Governor Jesse Ventura, WTC collapse, a controlled demolition. We want them to take the bait because in their hubris, they'll attack Governor Ventura just like they attacked Willie Nelson and others. And then people will hear about this and it will spread the word and then they'll go look into it. The majority of Americans know it was an inside job. 80%+ believe they've been lied to. They just need the courage to know that they can stand up and speak out. Who do you need to contact? Minneapolis, St. Paul, AP. They got 2 offices. You need to email them the story and call them about it. LA AP, Austin AP. We're calling them too. All the neocon talk shows. Help us, because by getting this out, people are going, man, Charlie Sheen, Jesse Ventura, German defense ministers, Italian presidents, best actress this year, best actress, Oscar winner, just on and on and on, and the comedian Cho last week. Just so many famous people coming out. And then they'll learn about the architects and engineers and physicists and scientists and demolition experts. Governor Ventura is an underwater demolition expert. From his time in his Navy SEAL training in BUDS and underwater demolition, he was a frogman for most of his time in the Navy. So this is very, very important. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. Top 3 stories, former Governor Jesse Ventura, WTC collapse, a controlled demolition. Under that, Mockingbird Publishers turned down bestseller Jesse Ventura book. Very important story by Kurt Nimmo. And another one, Jesse Ventura warns of Obama assassination attempt. Need to add into the story a link to the other article so when they go read that, they see it. Now, listen, this is a big win in the info war. Think of the courage it took for Ventura to come on and apologize and say he was wrong for not looking into it earlier and that it's an inside job, a controlled demolition. This is big. He's given us the ball. We need to carry it. The ball's in your court. Hut, hut, hut!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got Professor Louis Sancho coming up in the next segment. Also, Walter L. Wagner, another physicist. We did part one Monday. For another 30 minutes, we're going to talk about this heavy superconducting super collider. They got a bunch of them, the dangerous particles they can create. This is much more powerful potentially than, you know, the most powerful hydrogen bomb that we're talking about. And the chain reactions it can create are devastating to all life on Earth. That dovetails with another headline here. We have already created human-animal embryos already, say British team. They're talking about legalizing human-animal hybrids in England. And they said, well, what's the debate about? We did this 10 years ago, as we told you. This has been in the scientific research for a long time. Another thing that's very, very dangerous, not just of the abomination of doing this to humanity, and you know, do these things have rights? What are they? It's that when you start crossing animals and humans, it unlocks a lot of superviruses, bacteria. This has already happened. We've had scientists on discussing that, geneticists, genetic engineers, Nobel Prize winners, saying it's deadly dangerous. That it happens every time. They have gene guns just firing thousands of different gene sequences randomly into human DNA. Then they inject it into the egg with a fertilized, with a sperm to fertilize. And then they just create these island of Dr. Maru nightmares. It's been going on. Remember, the Washington Post 5 years ago admitted that down in Argentina, but they won't show the public, a big international lab created human-chimpanzee hybrids. But that was the Washington Post. And just said, but we're not going to show them to you because, you know, people will freak out. That's the type of stuff that's going on. These are human-cow crosses, and they're killing them during embryonic development, they say, if you really want to believe that. So the genetic engineering is another chain reaction crisis we face, and is why a lot of top scientists don't think we'll become a type 1 civilization. That means a civilization that survives and gets off world. Okay, we're about to break and come back and join some stations. I want to introduce Professor Louis Sancho first. And sir, you've got such a lengthy bio. I thought it would be better if you just tell us about yourself and some of your background, what you think's most important.
It's most important, the issue. My background, I'm a scientist. I'm a system scientist. I give international conferences on time theory and related subjects. Really what I would like to talk is about the collider, because I see myself just as a concerned citizen in a theme that everybody can truly understand, because it's something that goes against our lives, and that's something that everybody...
Now, you are a physicist who specializes in integrating it into computer technologies, is that correct?
No, I'm a system scientist. Basically, system science tries to merge biology and physics. Basically, the laws of biology are the laws of evolution, and the laws of physics are mathematical laws. So what system
But you're also a computer scientist, correct, sir?
No, it's not computer science. It's basically we have two big science, which is biology and physics. So after the death of Einstein...
Okay, I was just trying to get that straight, because I saw in your bio computers and engineering, so I...
No, that was incorrect.
Okay, thank you so much for coming on with us. We're about to break, and we have your colleague, Walter L. Wagner, who is a physicist, to get into that. And, of course, you said that that's your specialty, working with merging the physics with the biology. And we'll come back and get in to when you first got concerned about the superconducting super colliders, the cyclotrons, and now this new collider that is the biggest, most powerful in the world, why you think it's dangerous. Major British papers and Australian papers have picked up on this. Some U.S. television has picked up on it, so that's encouraging, because I've been concerned with this for more than 15 years, just from the position of a novice. We'll be right back with Professor Louis Sancho and Walter L. Wagner. Stay with us.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I am very thankful today that Professor Louis Sancho and Walter L. Wagner join us. He's a physicist, of course, and worked in a lot of other fields. Walter L. Wagner and Louis Sanchez works in the field of merging biology with physics, and they both have filed a lawsuit to try to block the activation and usage of the largest and most powerful collider ever built over in Europe. But there are a lot of these. Mr. Sancho and Mr. Wagner, again, both of you, thank you for joining me. You're both on air right now. You both got the floor. Go ahead and interact, because we had Mr. Wagner on a few days ago. Let's go to Mr. Sancho first. Mr. Sancho, when did you get concerned about this, and what are the fundamental dangers that the equations show that these colliders could cause, and why are you even more concerned about this particular collider?
Well, it has been an incremental concern, because in the past decade, at the same time they were building this collider, we have explored the universe with better telescopes, and so we have found the reasons of concern, because we know much better today how neutron stars and black holes are formed. And the dangers of making a Big Bang are precisely those two dangers. We know now that it's very easy to replicate and start a reaction that converts normal matter, our matter, into the matter of a neutron star or a black hole. So So my concern has been growing, and at a certain point, I enter in contact with CERN and try to find out what kind of security measures they have. And since they have none, they basically will do the experiment, replicate the Big Bang, and whatever happens, it will happen. They just want to do the Big Bang and then research.
Now, both of you have very good credentials. Mr. Wagner, Dr. Wagner discovered a famous particle. In fact, Mr. Wagner predicted that they could end up making black holes in these, and the response of the establishment was, yes, and we're going to try to make a black hole to test and see what it'll do. Now they claim they've made black holes or things similar to them in colliders. And so that's even scarier that the things that Dr. Wagner and you have been talking about are now starting to happen. Can you comment on that, Mr. Sancho?
To rephrase the question,
perhaps Mr. Wagner can comment on that.
Well, yes, Alex, thank you. They have been producing material at the RIC collider, which is a slightly smaller collider than the LHC collider, that some people think might be a precursor to a dark matter.
Yeah, the Associated Press says they have created many black holes. Is that a lie?
They're not the same kind of black hole that we are concerned about.
But they've recreated the phenomenon. Is that what they're saying?
No, that's a lie. Never has been made a black hole on Earth. That's an absolute lie.
Well, then, what are they creating?
Right now, they haven't precisely entered into that range of energies that creates the Big Bang. So that's why the reason of this experiment. They also say that they will replicate merely what cosmic rays do, and this is another very simple lie to prove, because what they are trying to find is the meaning of mass. So they are trying to pack heavy masses, which are static, they don't move. It's exactly the opposite of a cosmic ray. A cosmic ray is a very light particle that moves very fast. So by reduction to absurdum, if A is the opposite of B, and what they are trying to do is heavy mass without movement is the opposite of a cosmic ray. So I don't know how they can imagine that the cosmic ray is the same thing. So basically they are forgering lies, because they know, most people don't know the basics of science, and they believe the authority.
And by the way, you're not the only scientist. I mean, there are hundreds, I've been looking it up a lot in the last week, I was already familiar with it, who have said that there can be very dangerous reactions, strangelets, other things. You were talking about a neutron star. That's the first time I'd heard that brought up. Can you tell people what that is?
A neutron star has a core of strange matter. So the point here is that strange matter is like the next evolutive ladder in the power of matter. We are the simplest matter on the universe. And basically what it might happen is a Einstein reaction, which is a name that comes from Kurt Vonnegut's Cat and the Cradle book, which basically means that because strange matter is more powerful than our matter, when it appears and becomes stable, it catalyzes the transformation of our radiant matter into a neutron star. The only part of our matter that might survive the reaction is iron, because it's the most stable energetic atom in the universe. So what we believe today is that neutron stars have a core of strange matter,
sure,
and a surface of iron, and the rest of the matter of this planet would disappear.
Well, Professor Sancho, did you see the San Francisco Chronicle article where the Pentagon gave a press briefing and then later classified the public briefing about how they believe they've developed an isolated antimatter and that they're moving ahead with antimatter weapons?
No, I haven't read that.
Well, you can just Google antimatter weapons or antimatter bombs, and news articles will come up.
But this is much more dangerous, because the question is that this is a self-reproductive process. I mean, when you start this kind of
chain
reaction, it's continuous. I mean, it keeps feeding. An antimatter explosion or a weapon, it's a localized weapon. It won't affect to the entire Earth. Antimatter and matter will create a big explosion. This is much more dangerous, because it's a self-sustained process.
Now, going back to flesh this out, to be specific, You publish reports, put out papers, publish letters and scientific publications warning people, and then they responded to you and said, yes, we're going to try to make black holes. Can you flesh out the particulars of that story, Dr. Wagner?
Yes. Early on, in the late 1990s and 2000, they were saying it's impossible to make micro black holes. And shortly afterwards, within a couple of years, some theorists were coming out and saying, well, this is something actually that's well within the realm of reason that micro black holes can be formed. And at that point, CERN took the position that, well, we're going to try to make these micro black holes because it'll be interesting physics. But we're not worried, they claimed, because we know that they're going to evaporate very rapidly because of this theory that Professor Hawking came up with, that micro black holes can evaporate. Well, that theory is never been shown to be true anywhere. Nobody has ever seen Hawking radiation. No one has ever seen a micro black hole evaporate. No one has ever seen a large black hole evaporate. They always get larger. And so it's a theory that, well, maybe it's correct. I don't know. There are a lot of people who've cast a lot of doubt, a lot of theorists who've cast doubt on the validity of this Hawking radiation theory. And yet that is what has been relied on in the previous safety studies that the CERN did as to why it would be safe to make micro black holes. The question boils down to, is it a good idea to make a micro black hole here on Earth to find out whether or not Hawking was right?
Please continue fleshing that out.
Well, okay, if the obvious answer to that question, of course, is if Hawking's right, it's safe. If Hawking's wrong, we're history.
May I say something? This is an ethic question. I mean, there is no right for a group of physicists to try to prove a theory which is disputed with the risk of life, not to the entire mankind, to a single human being. And that's
so we have a school. We have a school of physicists who happen to be in control of the research laboratories and the mega cyclotrons with this turbo, type technology and science. This hyper dangerous science, and they believe that their math is right and that it's not a danger, and they just want to prove some theory. When Hawking says Stephen Hawking has admitted many times that he's been wrong about other theories.
Yeah, and he has also admitted that this theory is just a probability in his books, and I could quote them. So we know there is a probability. Even the author of the theory doubts it's a hypothesis. It implies very strange phenomena like travel to the past of antiparticles. It defies the second law of thermodynamics, which says that a hot object becomes colder, and because he introduces the idea that antiparticles travel to the past, then the black hole, instead of getting colder like everything, for example, when you put iron, hot iron in water, evaporates the water, he says that the opposite happens, that the black hole will get hotter and hotter, and it will take temperature from our world that will become colder, and the black hole will evaporate. This is, I believe, very difficult to prove, probably nonsense.
Well, talk about playing God or playing dice with our future. The classic cliche is Russian roulette. You're right. I mean, if the equations show there's any danger of this, they don't have a right to do it. But we see scientists who thought the hydrogen bomb might set the atmosphere on fire, and they still did it. What type of people are these? Go ahead, Dr. Wagner.
Yes. Nuclear weapons testing that was done during an era in which it was stated that basically it was better to be dead than to be red. That is, it's better to do this test even if it kills us, because we would rather do that than become communists. And so there was a underlying philosophy girding that research. That isn't present now, plus the risk is much greater. Back then, they were able to actually calculate the risk, and it was very, very low. It was like 1 in 50,000. So they said, well, this is a risk that we think is worth taking. Now, it's not possible to calculate that risk. It's somewhere between 0 and 100%, and standard statistics says you set it at 50% under those conditions when you don't have any other information. So we're looking at that kind of a risk. with no benefit or extremely small benefit. It certainly benefits the people who are doing the work. They get nice salaries and they live in comfortable houses. And so
gentlemen,
forth.
Stay there. Professor Zanjo, Dr. Wagner, final segment. We appreciate your time. Come back with us, and you've got the floor, whatever you think is most important, and your legal defense fund. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
The discussion we're having today is part of a larger problem of pure research with things like genetic engineering, cross species, and then you move into the basic building blocks of the universe that these different scientists and physicists are manipulating and playing with. My last question to both of you, and you can cover whatever you think is most important in the few minutes we've got left, about 5 minutes, Dr. Wagner and Professor Sancho. Can you put any probability or any number on, you know, scores of cyclotrons and super colliders doing these tests on what the probability is of some type of disaster? Or is it something you can't quantify?
Yes, you can quantify in the sense that since we have opposite theories, Einstein's relativity with his standard physics and his arrow of time from past to future versus Hawking's hypothesis that time travels to the past, so instead of growing, the baby black hole as every baby entity will evaporate, which is like saying that a child newborn, instead of growing faster, will enter the womb of the mother. Well, even if we think that this might be possible, we can easily give 50% to theories which are unknown, one of them. So if you have two events, this one and the conversion of the Earth in a neutron star, which depends of a parameter of stability of matter that, again, standard physics considers it will be reached, even if without of standard physics, which is Einstein, not Hawking's, and is the stability of matter, strange matter, we can give 50% each of those two events, because those are the events that the CERN will reproduce there. So you just add two 50% events, that's 75%. I would like to stress, though, that the same experiments, and this is a trend in history of physics, can be carried out with telescopes observing the universe and without any danger to us. And exactly now, the Americans are working in a satellite called GLAST, which will try to find if black holes evaporate. So what we are really asking, we don't really want to be catastrophes, but basically point the objective dangers and ask for a delay till the GLAST satellite brings us the same results. This has always happened. The moon, many particles have been found first by telescopes.
That's right. This gigantic universe around us is the real laboratory. Instead of messing with these tectonic, titan-like forces right here on our tiny rock.
Exactly. So we basically just want that receive the results of the GLAST and see if they evaporate or they don't evaporate, and depending on a safe situation for mankind to switch it on or never switch the machine in the future. But why we have to risk our lives when we can do the same thing, which is redundant?
Now, to be clear, Professor Sancho and Dr. Wagner, they're admitting that there is some chance that this that bad things could happen.
But so, they never explained their probabilities. They started with a 3 millionth probability, which they merely take of the observation you made about the hydrogen bomb in the Second World War. And when you ask how you calculate your probabilities, they don't give you any explanation. So they just take out of the hat, like a rabbit, whatever they think, but they have to inform the human people who are paying with taxpayer money.
I agree. In closing, tell folks about your legal defense fund, Dr. Wagner.
Yes, Alex, we have a website for people who are interested, who would like to help on this, LHC Defense. That's Large Hadron Collider Defense, LHCDefense.org, O-R-G. And I wanted to add, it's not just Lewis and I who have filed this lawsuit. We have five other professionals who have also joined in on this lawsuit. One is a professor of science and psychology. Another one is a professor of computer science and robotics engineering, with many years of experience with building space satellites. Another one is works with the Lifeboat Foundation on existential risks to the existence of humanity. Another one works for ethics and government. He's out of Australia. Another one works for industry. He's out of the United Kingdom. And
you told me countless people have come to you and said they support you, but they don't want to be blackballed.
A lot of people. I just received an email today from a physicist in Germany who is a very strong background in neutrino physics and cosmic radiation physics, and he's basically said that your arguments are correct and their arguments are wrong.
Well, I mean, remember what smashing atoms together does, folks. It gives you hydrogen and atomic bombs. This is much more advanced. Gentlemen, I want to get you back on as this unfolds. Thank you for raising the alarm.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you to you for having us here, Alex.
Thank you, Professor Sancho and Dr. Wagner. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. June 9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Except back in the 80s, calling for the Berlin Wall to be brought down. Balls to the walls. Bring down the wall. Gentlemen, yeah, it's a German band telling these German communists, you can't stop them. And some will say, well, that was staged bringing down the Berlin Wall. It was. And Jim Tucker reported on it a year before it happened. But Bilderberg said that there was total rebellion in the East. It was collapsing. They couldn't keep control of East Germany anymore, so they would stage the collapse rather than have it be a real collapse. So in a way, they just went with the flow and then tried to go underground with it. But it's not a communist conspiracy. It's a New World Order conspiracy, and they use it as one arm. But my point is, that's the power of activism, and that's a German band that became popular in the West, and that song was the anthem of people wanting to break down those walls. So take the balls to the walls, ladies and gentlemen. Bring down the Berlin Wall. Another example of what activism can do. Now, Robert Galen Ross has been a guest many times on this show. Good friend of mine. I've known him, I guess, about 12 years now, since he would come down and do the local TV show here in Austin with me in 1996, 1995. And he's written a bunch of books. They're just amazing. They're research, Who's Who of the elite serial killers. And we carry all of those at the bookstore at Infowars.com. You can also go to his website and get them. And, of course, he interviewed Madeline Duncan Brown, the admitted mistress of LBJ. She talked about how LBJ bragged about killing Kennedy. Now Kennedy's lawyers come out and said he bragged about it. Now we've interviewed E. Howard Hunt's son, St. John Hunt. I've even got the video. It's going to be in a film. Hadn't been seen yet. I'm going to get some of it on YouTube before for our safety. In fact, I've been meaning to do that. coming out and admitting it. And then now we had some of the CIA hitmen from JFK and RFK bragging to their lawyers about how they killed Kennedy. Like Frank Morales, that's now been on the BBC. That aired last weekend. And they brought out old film footage of the three CIA operatives there, their former partners and people saying, oh, yeah, that's Frank, that's this guy, that's that guy. And all three together, not just separately, hey, that looks just like him, but all three together when they killed Bobby at the Ambassador Hotel. But we're going to get into Bobby later. We've got Galen for an hour here in studio. First, I want to get into what he's really researched. I mean, he's researched it all. But the MLK murder, and he met quite a bit before he died with the Patsy Germs, Earl Ray. He's got photos of himself with him. Those are up on his website. So we're going to spend some time on MLK. And that dovetails with what Jesse Ventura, former governor of Minnesota, said on the show yesterday, not just that 9/11 is an inside job. Huge breaking news. He went all the way public with it. We're asking your help on getting that story out. Not just that, he said that Barack Obama would be assassinated or probably would be assassinated if he truly looked like he was going to get in there because he is anti-war. Now, you can argue that and say he's got Zbigniew Brzezinski behind him and it's going to be staged. But these globalists have not showed a liking towards black folks. So we'll get Robert Galen Ross's take on that. Robert Galen Ross, of course, was in military intelligence, the Army with the NSA. He then did petroleum consulting all over the world and is an engineer and a inventor. And we are honored to have him here in studio with us today. Robert Galen Ross, thanks for being here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Alex.
You bet.
I always enjoy being with you because you're well-informed.
Well, I try to be. There's so much going on in the world. It's just information is exciting. You've got the floor. Tell us about the latest info as all three of these assassinations pretty much become public knowledge, and it's pretty much tacitly admitted now that all three men, RFK, JFK, MLK, were killed by the New World Order, and then why they were killed. But you've got the floor. Break it down.
Okay, on April the 4th, 1968, Martin Luther King was in Memphis to support the sanitation workers in a strike. The sanitation workers were upset because there was a rain out one day, and they sent all the black workers home but left all the white workers there. And so they went on strike, and Martin Luther King came there to support them. He checked into the Holiday Inn that day, and one of his advisors said, well, now, you really need to be effective. You need to stay in a local black-owned hotel or motel. And King said, well, that's all right. And what do you suggest? And he said, well, what about the Lorraine Motel at 450 Mulberry Avenue there in Memphis? And so King said, that's fine with me. So that's where they went. And then after he checked in, he was put in a room on the first floor. But short after that, one of his advisors came in and said, we really need to move you up to the second floor. So they moved him up to the second floor, and not long after he was in that room, he was standing out on the balcony talking to someone down on the ground, and a shot rang out, and he fell to his death. And now, well, fast forward a little bit, the convicted killer of Martin Luther King was a fellow named James Earl Ray. Ray and his father and his brother and several other of his relatives were just habitual criminals. In fact, his father, Jerry William Ray, was in the Oregon prison and escaped, and they knew where he was but didn't bother to go looking for him. I interviewed James Earl Ray in the Nashville prison hospital about 10 days before he died. He died of cancer of the liver. And I was up there for a conference in Memphis, and Jerry Ray, I asked him if he would arrange for an interview for me. He said, sure, if you'll drive me to Nashville. So I drove his brother Jerry all the way to Nashville.
I'm going from memory here, but weren't you the last person to interview him?
Last one to interview him before he died,
yes. Okay.
But anyway, I had an opportunity for 2 hours to speak intimately with his brother, Jerry Ray, about the whole deal. And so when we got there, I did have an hour's interview with James Earl Ray. I had one of the prison guards take a photograph of me with Jerry and James. And
I've got the photo right here, quite a photo.
And but anyway, I asked James how come he confessed. He said, well, they told me that, and by the way, his attorney was Percy Foreman from Houston. And he said Percy told him that if he didn't confess to the murder, that they knew where his father was, and they were going to pick him up, put him back in prison in solitary for the rest of his life. And that there was a fellow named, he's actually an undercover FBI agent named Raul, code name. They were going to accuse his brother Jerry Ray of being Raul and would put him in prison. And that they would convict James for the murder and he would be executed. But if he confessed, he would, that the Percy Foreman would see that he just spent the rest of his life in prison. However, he said, if you will confess within 2 weeks, I'll insist on a retrial and I'll get you out of it. So James did confess. And Percy Foreman went back to Houston, and James Earl Ray never saw him again.
And of course, there's a whole story to how they set Ray up, how they got him there.
Yeah, this FBI undercover fellow named Raul had contacted James and told him to meet him in Memphis in front of Jim's Grill across from the Lorraine Motel. And the purpose of the meeting was Raul told James that he had a gun deal going down and wanted James to help him out in because he had some experience in that area. And so James did meet him there in front of Jim's Grill, and Raul told James to go to a local gun shop and buy a rifle with a scope on it. So he got in his car and drove over to the local gun shop, bought a .243 caliber rifle with a scope on it, brought it back, and showed it to Raul. And Raul says, you idiot, it's the wrong caliber. You take it back and exchange it for a .30-06. Well, a .243 and a .30-06 are just as deadly at that range. But the reason he had to change it was because the real shooter was firing a .30-06 rifle. That's the reason that he had to exchange. So he did exchange the rifle.
And you bet the .243 is deadly. The late father of Woody Harrelson, Charles Harrelson, just died, last year in prison. It was 2 years ago here in Texas for shooting a federal judge in San Antonio at 400 yards with a .243 in the throat.
Yeah. So there's really no difference, except...
Yeah, here in Texas, with the size of the deer and the hogs, I usually hunt with a .243. It's a nice flat shooting round. It's in between
a 223 and a 30 caliber round.
Not as quite as much recoil also.
Yeah, it's a nice little gun.
Yeah.
But it'll certainly kill somebody big time. It's a high energy round.
That's right. But anyway, James checked into the flophouse, which was above Jim's grill. And there was a fellow named Jim Green that was hired by the FBI to kill Ray after the shooting was over. So I also interviewed a lady, a black lady named Betty Space, who was Lloyd Jowers' waitress in Jim's Grill. And I interviewed her for about 30 minutes. She wouldn't do it on camera, but she did tell me the facts. She said that she was in front of the grill, and she heard a loud noise in the back, and she thought maybe the stove exploded or something like that. So she went back into the kitchen. As she entered the kitchen, Lloyd Jowers came through the back door carrying a rifle with a scope on it. He looked up and he says, "Woman, get back up front and wait on the customer." So she went back up front. But I also interviewed a fellow in death row prison at the Ennis unit about 12 miles north of Huntsville. This fellow was named Willie Lewis Akins. Now, a good friend of mine, John Billings, who was a private investigator in Memphis, I was at this convention I went to. Billings asked me to spend the night with him, so I spent 3 days with he and his family in their home, and so we had a lot of chance to visit. And during the visit, he said, "This fellow that no one has ever interviewed, and so you might see if you can run him down, and he may have something for you." So I said, "Well, who is it?" And he said, "His name is Willie Akins, and I think he's in prison somewhere in Texas." So when I got back home, I started doing some research, and I located him in this death row prison there in Walker County, and got permission from the authorities there in Huntsville to interview him. In fact, I interviewed him 4 times there in the prison interview area. And but each time, he wanted to talk about me getting him out of prison. And I said, "Well, I'm here to talk about the killing of Martin Luther King." And he said, "Well, I won't do that on camera." And I said, "Well, I don't really think you know anything about it." So he said, "Well, just to prove it to you," and he loaded it all on me. He said that he and Jowers got drunk one night, and right after the day after King was killed, Willie Akins came into Memphis and got a job as a cab driver for Lloyd Jowers. They became close friends. And, in fact, they teamed up as hitmen in the Memphis area. The two of them had killed a number of people in the Memphis area together. But one night they got drunk, and Jowers started bragging about being the killer of Martin Luther King to Willie Akins. In fact, he told him all the details, and then he told him where the rifle was. And so Willie told me all of this, and I said, "Well, will you do it on camera?" He said, "No, you get me out of prison, I'll do it on camera. In fact, I'll show you where the rifle is. You get me out of prison." Well, there's no way I could get him out of prison because he was in there for possession of a kilo of cocaine and was found guilty before a jury and was given 30 years in prison, and there's no way I could get him out. But anyway, after 4 interviews, he still wouldn't do it on camera, but a strange thing happened. In the last interview, I left my interview notes there in the interview room. I just overlooked it and left them there. And when I got back home, I got looking for them, and then I remembered they were there on the shelf. And it wasn't long after that Willie was killed in the prison. So
how was he killed in the prison?
Well, they will never tell you the truth because they don't.
How did they say he died?
Natural causes.
Now, we've gotten, I mean, it's pretty much mainstream news now that, the people that, that supposedly killed Martin Luther King aren't the folks that killed Martin Luther King. But why did the same crew that wanted Kennedy's, both the Kennedys dead, want Martin Luther King dead? I mean, they killed King just a few months before they killed Bobby.
Well, King, first of all, he was stirring up the South for demanding civil rights for the blacks. And that got them all upset, and they were marching in the streets. And there was danger that all this commotion would ruin Johnson's chances to become next president. Also,
so again, it's all about Johnson, and it's all about it's all about the Nixon. It's all about the same players.
That's right. The same people were involved in the JFK, RFK, and MLK killings. And J. Edgar Hoover and Johnson were the leaders of the pack. But
we'll stay there. We got a break. Okay. Right. Robert Galen Ross, investigative journalist, reporter, worked in intelligence in the military, lived all over the world in petroleum geology as an engineer, as a consultant. We're going to come back, and I want to get into Bobby then, and any other areas of the Martin Luther King murder as well that you'd like to get into. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. Survivemartiallaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Robert Galen Ross, worked with the NSA, again, as an international consultant for oil companies, lived in the Middle East, Iran, you name it. Quite a traveled person. Always enjoy having him on. He's investigated so many facets of the New World Order. I want to get his take on what the banking system is doing right now. We get into the next hour, also talk about Bobby Kennedy and those big revelations. Just as the BBC comes right out and says our government killed him and shows the three CIA operatives, commanders. We'll be talking about that with Robert Galen Ross as well. But a few other key points on the MLK murder.
Yeah, there's Sam Donaldson was ABC's primetime live host. And on April 22nd, 1998, interviewed Lloyd Jowers on TV and gave him a polygraph test administered by one of the FBI's best polygraph people. And Jowers did flunk the polygraph. And also on another ABC station, 93, Lloyd Jowers was interviewed, and on that during the interview, he said he was hired to kill Martin Luther King and was paid $125,000, paid by Memphis produce merchant Frank Liberto. Frank Liberto was head of the mafia in Memphis area, and he reported directly to Carlos Marcello in New Orleans. And now, I also...
Well, let's go back here. Why did he suddenly go on television and admit all this?
I don't know. I guess he just felt like he wanted to brag a little bit. But he didn't go to prison. They had their killer. James Earl Ray was their killer. And so there wasn't any danger of there ever being a retrial. So
he could just prance around saying he did it, and it was just fine.
Yeah, and that's quite typical of that era.
Sure, continue.
Yeah, but also a dear friend of mine, you mentioned her earlier, Madeline Duncan Brown, wrote a book about the JFK killing, and in the book she included Xerox copies of four checks that were written on H.L. Hunt's escrow account number 78 to pay off the killers of the Martin Luther King.
Now, that's the oil man out of Houston and Dallas, to be clear for listeners, and not relation to the head hitman commander, CIA black op commander E. Howard Hunt on the JFK op. Please continue.
That's correct. But one of the checks was for $25,000, another one for $75,000, one for $125,000. That's the one that went to Lloyd Jowers. And the other one for $225,000 probably went to Carlos Marcello. Now, the names on the checks that were made out to were redacted on the copies that I have. But I know the fellow that has these canceled checks in his possession.
And now, people always get confused by this. They say, now, is it the mafia or the CIA? Well, going back to World War II when it was OSS, they work with the mafia in the country they're in as a go-between to have degrees of separation.
That's right. And in fact, we won't get heavily into JFK unless you want to, but there was a secret meeting the night before JFK was killed, and you had J. Edgar Hoover and his playmate, sitting at the same table with three members of the mafia, including Carlos Marcello. And they all were talking about the cover-up of the killings going to take place the next day. So the mafia and the organized crime and the FBI worked together on a lot of deals. And in fact, in several congressional hearings, J. Edgar Hoover said there was no such thing as Cosa Nostra or the mafia.
That's right. Stay there. We're going to be back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew.
Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Got 30 minutes left with Robert Galen Ross, good friend of mine, author. You can get all of the books he's written at InfoWars.com right now, or also at Amazon.com or on his website. We're talking about the MLK assassination, but backing up now and getting into Robert Kennedy, because that 40th anniversary is coming up here in just a little while, in just a few months. The BBC comes out, NBC comes out, ABC comes out separately. It's saying the LA coroner said he was shot in the back, not in the front, 14 bullets, not eight. And separately, here's the three CIA operatives, and they're on film, and then they show their colleagues from the CIA going, yeah, that's them. And why is the establishment having to admit this now? Respectively, 44 years after JFK and 40 years after MLK and RFK, Robert Galen Ross.
That's difficult to understand why things are let out. They're never let out by accident. They're let out on purpose.
And I seem to think it's a threat to everybody.
Well, the JFK killing was absolutely a threat. They killed the President of the United States in front of thousands of people right on Dealey Plaza, and they got away with it, and they knew they were going to get away with it. So that was a direct threat at that time.
Yeah, they could have poisoned him. They could have done it in the middle of the night. Well, they chose to even have the police see the shooters and ride up on the hill, and just hundreds of witnesses saying the shots came from there, and they just said, no, it didn't.
That's right. But the CIA had conducted a lot of experiments on how to kill people without leaving evidence. So you're right. They could put it in his food. They could put it in anything and killed him in private somewhere. But they didn't want to do that. They wanted to do it before the world, and just to show that they could do it and get away with it. So we'll leave him alone.
It was a massive exercise of power, wasn't it?
Exactly. Perfectly.
I believe 9/11 is the same. They know they're not stupid. They did war games. They tested it. They had done other false flag events. They knew that we had exposed them on Oklahoma City, and that's now come out that it was an inside job. It's basically admitted. It's even been in the major papers like the Salt Lake City paper and the Daily Oklahoman that it's come out that it was a government op, basically. But with 9/11, it's so ridiculous as they blow Building 7 up in front of everybody. You're an engineer. I mean, your take on that.
Well, Building 7 was absolutely a controlled demolition. I mean, you can go on the internet and you find lots of examples of buildings being dropped in their tracks, and they look exactly the way Building 7 dropped. But the reason they do this is they knew that they could get away with JFK killing, and they did it in the open. And they do it for reasons. They did 9/11 for a reason. They wanted an excuse to attack Afghanistan and Iraq, primarily Iraq.
And turn us into a police state.
Well, and had lots of other things. They've taken away our rights. And if you want to, we can get into that pretty deeply.
Why are they so arrogant? I mean, if they were smart, they wouldn't be so arrogant and just flaunt it. But I guess if you got the power, just flaunt it.
Well, fear is a major motivator. If if you take away the jobs of the American people, drive their wages down, bankrupt them, take away their homes, then they'll do nothing but worry about how they're going to get the next place to sleep, something to eat, and how to protect their families. And they don't care what the big boys do. If they just leave them alone, they just need to survive. That's essentially what they're after.
No, that's really it. You're right. It's economic warfare.
It's exactly. It's absolute warfare by the international banking cabal.
Well, let's talk about them and Bobby first, and then what the bankers are doing right now with the Federal Reserve and what's happening with the economy. Robert Galen Ross, well-traveled, well-schooled, and we're honored to have him.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
He's the T-Rex of political talk, Alex Jones, on the GCN Radio Network.
Bob Chapman popping in about 25 minutes. We're going to have Robert Galen Ross back in soon for a full 2 hours to take your phone calls. I'm holding in my hand here the elite serial killers of Lincoln, JFK, RFK, and MLK. Ties it all together. Just a beautifully written book, very well researched. And we have it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Also, The Elite Don't Dare Let Us Tell the People by Robert Galen Ross. This just gets into basic history, how they operate and what their agenda is. And I want to talk some about these books before you leave us in the next 20-something minutes, Robert Galen Ross. But getting into Bobby, I mean, the coroner at the time stood up and said he was shot in the back, different caliber, 14 shots, told to shut up. And we talked about, why is the media talking about it now? Well, if you look at the polls, 90% believe they killed MLK, JFK. Same thing with Bobby. And so I think they just are losing more of their credibility by continuing to call us all conspiracy theorists. I think that's part of it. And also, it's 40 years ago, but I think there's a certain degree of also, who cares, so what? Let them know we're a bunch of killers. But why did they want Bobby dead? And then talk about some of the points you think are most important about the murder of Bobby Kennedy.
Actually, it was 17 shots instead of 14.
Okay.
Sirhan had a 8-caliber .22 revolver, and the killer had a 9-shot .22 revolver.
Well, according to the acoustics guy we had on there, it was 14, but he said some were so were over each other, so 14 sounds, he said it could have been more.
Well, in my book, I account for every bullet, where it went and where it hit, and, mm-hmm. and the source. But that day, Bobby was there at a rally in the Ambassador Hotel, and his next event was a fundraiser, and quickest way to, and safest way to get there is go through the pantry. And so there were probably 50 or so people there in the pantry, and Carl Euchre was the maitre d' of the hotel, and he was had Bobby by the hand, trying to pull him through the crowd. And as he reached the steam tables, he felt someone try to come around the side of him, and he thought somebody was just trying to shake Bobby's hand. But all of a sudden, Sirhan appeared with his eight-shot .22 caliber pistol and started shooting. Well, Rafer Johnson and Roosevelt Greer were Bobby's unofficial guards. They were friends, and Bobby didn't ever have guards around him, but they felt that they should be there to try to protect him. But Greer grabbed Sirhan's hand and started beating it against the steam table. But Sirhan fired all 8 shots, and in the book I count for every shot, 4 of them hit people, but none of his shots hit Bobby. Well,
and then you've got Bobby's clothes, huge blast points from a high-caliber handgun right in the back of the head.
No, it was also a .22. And
well, that's not what the forensic. Well, maybe. No, I guess there's differences between the forensics.
No, the Thomas Noguchi was the coroner. And in my book, I have a certified copy of his coroner's report. But both Sirhan and the killer were under CIA mind control. And also,
wasn't Caesar? He was working at a U-2 base.
No, he worked for one of the aircraft companies there in L.A. and he moonlighted at the Ace Security Service. In this particular case, he was there for crowd control in the hotel.
Yeah,
but the reason I say he was also under CIA mind control, he fired 9 shots, holstered his pistol, and casually mailed it into the crowd. A killer that knows what he's doing won't do that. He would run, break and run, and try to get through the crowd. But with all this noise and...
Unless he knew that he was going to be protected in the mind-controlled Patsy Sirhan. Now, there's no doubt about Sirhan. You know, you've got this mental case with the woman giving him the drink, the amnesiac, and then most of his shots are, you know, pinned down, shot into the wall, and shot into other places. And then, you know, magically, you know, they're saying there was way more shots than his gun could have fired. And then now you had the BBC analyzing the film footage and photos with all these CIA, you know, bosses. I mean, all Southeast Asian operatives wandering around in there.
Well, the coroner's report says that 4 bullets hit Bobby. One of them just went through the shoulder pad of his right jacket of the shoulder. It didn't break the skin. The next shot was under his right arm, under the armpit, came out his throat. The next shot was about 4 inches below his shoulder level and about the center of his back. And the last shot was an inch behind his right ear, and the muzzle of the gun was an inch from his head. Now, all the people in that room that testified, no one said that Sirhan got closer than 3 feet from Bobby and was always in front of him. And the coroner's report shows the trajectory of each shot. They were all from down below, down low, in an upward direction. And the shots that I counted for, ones that didn't hit Bobby, most of them went into the ceiling.
Now, the amazing cover-up is then you have the coroner, highly respected, and we had the head of the, you know, U.S. Pathologist Association on earlier this week, who was saying all this, basically the same things you're saying, and he went and looked at it at the time when he was a leading pathologist even then, in 68, and said it was one of the best, you know, write-ups he'd ever seen, autopsies. But then the police just said, nope, the coroner's bad, and we're not going to listen to him. I mean, talk about a cover-up.
Well, the LAPD had tried, right after the killing, tried to get Noguchi get his job, get him fired. But all of his performance reviews showed him excellent, and there was not a blemish on his records, so they couldn't fire him. And they couldn't discredit him. So, as I say, look at the coroner's report. It's certified. And
well, it's like the 79 congressional report saying that it was a conspiracy to kill JFK.
Right.
But then the average person doesn't know that the coroner says that it was somebody else. The Congress says JFK was killed by somebody else. It was a conspiracy. And they have all the acoustic evidence. I mean, but the public doesn't know that, I guess. Well, I guess they do now, but they didn't back then.
Well, there will never be a retrial, or there will never be an official hearing in any of these three killings, because they don't want the evidence to come out, because everybody will be embarrassment everywhere, and the people might just get up in arms and head to Washington and say, this is enough. We're fed up.
Why did the shadow government want Bobby dead? We know that that his brother signed the executive order abolishing the Federal Reserve, and we know that's what really got him killed. Or you can differ if you don't agree with that. Bobby had talked about how he was going to open an investigation into his brother's death once he was president. Is that why they killed him?
That's exactly right. In fact, JFK was killed for the same reason Lincoln was. Lincoln created money, the greenbacks, and JFK signed the executive order 11110.
He reissued on
June 4th, 1963, and issued $4.9 billion worth of silver certificates redeemable in silver at any federal bank.
Weren't those reissued Lincoln greenbacks?
No, they were just silver certificates.
I just know they're called the Lincoln Greenback 5. You seen those fives that say U.S. note with a red stamp on them?
I've got a couple of $1 bills, but I hadn't really noticed the details on them.
Yeah. Because I always look into that. I mean, was it because I saw the silver certificate issuance, but he also issued, you can look at it, it's 1963, those $5 bills. They're about $20 now. They're collector's items.
But I'm convinced if JFK had lived, he would abolish the Federal Reserve. He would abolish the CIA.
He said he was, yeah.
And he would have pulled the military out of Vietnam. He would have opened diplomatic relations with Cuba. He would have had a better relationship with Russia. All these things would have happened if he had just lived.
Well, here's the $64 million question, because you've written a lot of books about the elite and the Rothschilds who, from your evidence, are at the top of the pyramid, with the Rockefellers right beneath them and the Queen of England right beneath, at the same level as the Rockefellers, beneath the Rothschilds, who took over England in 1815 when they ran the scam there after they beat Napoleon and caused the run on the banks in England by claiming that Napoleon had won. Which power structure was Kennedy representing? Because, he clearly did a lot of New World Order stuff as well, but he did a lot of things that went right in the face of the New World Order. Was there a split there, or did Kennedy suddenly think he was really the president?
Well, actually, before the 1960 election, or the Democratic Convention, Joe Kennedy had gotten agreement from the mafia that if they would have everybody that they get a hold of to vote for John Kennedy, that he would see that they would leave the mob alone, and that didn't happen because Bobby and Jack both...
Again, because Daddy had a stroke, but I mean, why did the boys, I guess they were just off their leash?
Well, they just figured they need to clean up the United States, and they were right. They really need to clean it up. But this was a deliberate effort to get Bobby and Jack out of the way, because they were on the heels of the mafia. Jack had fired all the top officials of the CIA over the Bay of Pigs fiasco. All sorts of reasons that they're negative for the insiders, but positive for the rest of the world. But they couldn't stand for this to go on, and so.
And now, as a lot of people have now noticed, Even Bruce Willis finally woke up last year, and we told you about it first. Then months later, it came out in Vanity Fair. He said the people that killed Kennedy are the ones running the country today. And I think that's a true statement.
I'd like to be able to get to Bruce. And also, I think you've got the address of a couple of other actors there.
I've given Charlie Sheen your books.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, to my friends, I've mailed them everything out of this office that we sell on the website.
Kevin Costner, I'd like to get him a copy somehow.
Well, we do have the contact info for Kevin Costner, but I've never talked to Kevin Costner. In fact, I was given his contact info and just haven't acted on it. We'll be right back with Robert Galen Ross on the other side of this quick break, right here on the one and the only GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SNYD.
What if I say I'm not just another one of your players?
final segment with Robert Galen Ross. The books, and he's written more than this, but these are the two I carry. The Elite Serial Killers of Lincoln, JFK, RFK, and MLK, and The Elite Don't Dare Let Us Tell the People are both available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Robert, also, give out your excellent website where not just these titles, but some of your other titles are available.
My website, which is www.4rie.com. That's 4rie.com.
4rie.com.
Right.
The number 4rie.com. We've got a link to that up on Infowars.com. In the 4 minutes we've got left with you, you've written books about the bankers, and that's what your The Elite Don't Dare Let Us Tell the People is about, that and a lot more, kind of a history of what's happening. The Federal Reserve designed this liquidity. They issued it. They did it. We got Bilderberg leaks 3 years ago. They were going to implode the housing market. We talked about that here. Now they're talking about taking over three federal agencies, and they're going to run regulation of the entire infrastructure of finances, not just banking, everything. And they're going to be given total governmental power now, not just over the control of the banks, but over everything. I mean, it's amazing, and I said they do this. It wasn't hard to figure that out. They always create the crisis, offer the solution. In summation, what's really happening right now with the banks, and what should we do about it?
Well, you're right on target. They want to gain economic control, full economic control of the United States. And so the way to do that is, like many false flag operations they get involved in, they have created this subprime loan fiasco deliberately so that they can now say, well, we really need to get control of
the financial. They changed the rules.
Well, that's right. And Paulson has said we need to give the Federal Reserve more power so that they can prevent all these things from happening in the future. That's a bunch of lies. It's all planned.
In any money operation, you want multiple people looking at it, looking at the books. I mean, they're not just going to have fun with the fiat Federal Reserve now. They're saying they're taking everything over.
Yeah,
one group.
That's right. Now, they skinned the American people several years back by the savings and loan fiasco. That was a major skinning, and nobody went to prison. Nobody was fired.
Bushes ran that, that's along right. with McCain.
Yeah, one of George Herbert Walker Bush's sons was directly involved in that.
Silverado,
yeah. But, no, they, you know, I really don't understand their involvement. It has to be nothing but greed and power, because they have all the money. In fact, they create money out of thin air. In fact,
they want to hurt middle class people. Like you said, when you're poor, like a Mexican peon or somebody in Soviet Russia, you can't fight back. You're spending all your time on the treadmill. And they admit in government textbooks, higher level PhDs in control, that they, like you said, economic warfare. It's that simple.
That's right. And Kissinger said in one of the Bilderberg meetings that if the people of the world see that there's a major threat to them, they will welcome some group like us to come in and save them from all this danger. And
now they're calling it the Security Prosperity Partnership, and I saw the head of it just a few months ago on CNN say there's going to be an economic collapse or some other crisis, and then that's how we're going to get the NAU, is the people, it's going to be billed as the savior. I mean, they're just saying it in the open.
That's right. Always, they first of all, they create the problem, and then they offer the suggestion, and they almost all bills passed by Congress are written by people in special interest.
Well, in closing, you said in 2001, you made a documentary about it, or was it 2000, that we would have a North American Union by 2005, and then they signed the SPP secretly in March 23rd up at Waco, and now we got the documents through lawsuits, and it is the NAU, and you knew that because you'd studied what Rockefeller had written.
That's right. In fact, in my video, The American Union, I talk about, I include footage of Dick Cheney saying at the Council of America's meeting that, friends, we're on target, and this was a year before, we're on target to complete the free trade area of the Americas by January 1st, 2005. And they missed that target. And, you know, one of the main reasons is a fellow named Hugo Chavez. Hugo Chavez single-handedly Stop the American Union.
You know, let's just, before you leave, go set up with Trey 2 hours in the next month. I want to get you back 2 hours if you'll give it to us, Robert.
Absolutely.
Thank you, because I want to get into all this with people and pick your brain. It's always great to confer with you, and just thank you for your great work.
It's a pleasure being with you, Alex.
It's a pleasure having you. He'll be back in the next month, I promise you, Lord willing, and we're going to be right back with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, to look more at what's happening with the economy. This is the GCN Radio Network. InfoWars.com is my website.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey there. This is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
The Road Warrior Radio Broadcast, bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN Network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior Radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 to...
It is Thursday, the third day of April, 2008. And I want to get him up for a full hour next week. TheInternationalForecaster.com is his website. Oh, by the way, got a big announcement coming up Monday. Huge announcement dealing with this radio show and everything we do at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The biggest announcement I've ever made in my 11-plus years in syndicated radio, 12-plus in radio, period. So that is coming up Monday at high noon. I'll make that announcement for everybody out there tuning in. And yes, someone on the message board did guess it. I'm going to be growing a mustache. That's a joke. I just thought that was funny. Somebody in there in the PrisonPlanet.com message board. Okay, let's get serious. I've got Bob Chapman on because he also worked in counterintelligence. He then has been one of the most successful brokers out there. He's had the biggest financial newsletter until he retired, and now he's built it up to one of the biggest today. It's a twice-weekly, once-monthly newsletter that is hard copy mailed out to you once a month. And it's theinternationalforecaster.com, and his forecasting's always been excellent. He predicted, five, 6 years ago that gold would go to 1,000. There'll always be corrections where it goes back down to 850 and then back up to 900-plus today. But the fundamentals are there that they are devaluing the dollar further. The fixes they, quote, have to all the problems in the economy are more of the medicine that made us so sick. So as simply as you can, sir, what's currently happening with the economy? Adjusting your forecast, which has always been accurate, but, I mean, do you still say it's 2 years out for the big collapse, as most of the other experts we have on say? And then secondarily and more importantly, Bob Chapman, the Federal Reserve to take over three other federal bodies, to have true governmental power now, and to have no one looking over their shoulder when they engineered the consolidation crisis that we're now seeing, they're now talking about nothing but foxes running the farm, not just the hen house. So can you break this down for us, sir?
Well, I still believe we're 2 years out and perhaps longer. They will continue to try to work their magic as long as possible, but they know in the end it's not going to be successful. My belief is that in the interim, over the next couple of years, we'll have more wars and a continuation of the wars that we have to keep people off balance. And if things get as nasty as I think they're going to get, then I would guess that they probably would institute a selective service draft again. But to get back on the financial end of it, yesterday the Senate and the House agreed to help builders, help people who wanted to buy foreclosed homes by giving them tax rebates, and they're going to give builders $6 billion. And they haven't even thrown a bone to the homeowners, not that they're lily white. The daisy chain all the way down was full of fraud, including the borrowers. But the whole exercise, if you look at what the House and the Senate did yesterday, is to make sure that the builders and the lenders and the mortgage originators stay in business. And if perhaps through counseling, and that's what $600 million is going to be allocated for, and my guess is the $600 million is going to end up just hiring more federal employees.
They're just going to be Prozac pushers. So basically, just like when you get hit by nerve gas in the military in Iraq, they just give you Prozac as you're in a wheelchair dying. When they autopsy you, your brain's one-third the size full of VX and sarin. It's the same thing here. We'll just send you to a shrink and put you on Prozac as you lose everything you got because it was an exercise in roping a dope.
Exactly. And so that's what the proposal is from the Senate. As far as the Fed's concerned, I think you covered it in part by saying that the powers that be in New York and Washington want to roll everything under the Fed in government and regulation, when in fact it's not a government agency, it's a privately owned corporation. And how successful they're going to be at that remains to be seen. because you have a number of factions within government that don't want to give up. And like the CFTC really doesn't want to be part of the SEC. They like their own little kingdoms. And there is also people on Wall Street, particularly in the hedge fund industry, that does not want a lot of these changes to come about. They like it the way it is. And
well, I'd like to just get your take on this, Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. This is the same scam. The private banks that had tried to get a central bank here several times and had tried to kill Andrew Jackson over it, and it had some incarnations before that failed because they didn't have centralized control, failed in their scam, so we had 12 and 15% growth rate for decades, for over 100 years. But they did get control in 1913 by engineering panics before that, and they said, we'll never have another panic. This is scientific. We run everything now. They used that to consolidate banks they didn't own. Then they engineered the 29 collapse as a consolidation. That's now even been declassified. That's now come out in mainline history books. So now it's the same thing. They issue all the credit out of nothing. They get real assets. Now people go bankrupt. They get the assets back and get bailed out. They devalue the currency while putting their assets into international holdings and commodities. So isn't this their MO, to screw things up by design and then always pose as the savior again and again? I mean, why can't the public see this?
Well, I think it's a matter of education, and which unfortunately gets worse as time goes on. They've been doing this for 1,000 years, and they have never been able to implement world government, which is their ultimate aim. And this is what they're after this time. And as you say, they had one panic after another. And yes, they were by design hoping they could make it work. And they haven't been able to make it work yet. And they will continue to do this. And this is the process that we're in right now. And they're going for it again. I think they already know this, that this time they can't do it. They're going to have to wait for what we might call another cycle that they'll create 15 or 20 or 25 or 30 years down the line.
That's why Brzezinski and others are saying that they've set them back 30 years. Is that hyperbole or is that accurate?
That's absolutely accurate. And I'll tell you that his first statement, which was 2 years ago, was that they set it back 15 years. And I wrote in my article, how about 50? And he came back in another dissertation or article and said 30 years. And I can't but suspicion that they're reading my stuff.
Well, they admit that your stuff gets read all over, Bob.
Yeah, well, anyway, that is it, he did say that. And he is the guiding light for Barack Obama. And so, you know, that where Hillary's at and John McCain are at, so that's what we got to choose from, unless Ron Paul can get the delegates and be successful.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Everybody's running around saying they're going to deliver the delegates to Ron Paul, and Ron Paul has been instructing delegates at the state level to go vote for John McCain for their delegates. So even if they get all the delegates, Ron Paul is refusing them, and then they say, oh, no, that's a secret plan of his. Well, I've talked to him. It is not a secret plan of Ron Paul's. And then I'm just not going to play along with the Kool-Aid drinking, Bob.
Well, I'm not either.
No, I'm not saying you are. I'm saying that I've been criticized for not jumping on this bandwagon, and I don't even see a bandwagon to jump on. It's I mean, Ron Paul's educating people. We've had a great victory. He just talked about Bernanke trying to set up fascism yesterday in the banking committee. I love Ron Paul. He made a really strong run. But we need to take this army of 10 million Ron Paul supporters or more. What would you do with that army? I mean, I think Ron Paul needs to start directing people. I've told him that on air.
Well, I think the only alternative is for him to run.
As a third party.
And, you know, you said you talked to him. He's shooing the delegates over to McCain. Did he tell you why?
He said that's, well, I mean, I know why. The last time we had a broker convention in 1948, there was only a 2% difference, and then people said the candidate trying to take delegates was stealing. Can you imagine Paul with 50, 60 delegates with actual voters, popular vote? And then, yeah, he is getting a lot of the delegates, not the majority, but a big piece all over the country showing up at the, I mean, the delegates are supposed to honor the popular vote. And so everybody's putting their energy into getting all the delegates. And I think that's great to take over party platforms and take over party power positions. I agree with them doing that. But a lot of them are saying, no, we're going in there and we're going to take the delegates and we're going to make him president, or we're going to make him the nominee.
Well, I really hope that happens. And, you know, we won't know until we get there.
Who knows? But it might work.
Unless he's in office, either as president or vice president, it is not going to alter what the Fed is trying to do and what these people on Wall Street and in government and behind government are trying to do, and that is to gain even more power.
Well, I want Ron Paul in office. It's just that he has said in press releases, he has said on air that, you know, we're not going to get the nomination now, but we're going to keep fighting and go to the convention for our values. And he told the Minnesota delegation, I know Ted was, you know, a delegate, basically. I ought to get Ted in here, get the exact terms. But no, the Ron Paul campaign told them. They said, no, you know, those of you that are representing Ron Paul votes, vote for Ron Paul. But those of you in delegate numbers that are supposed to vote for McCain, do what the party tells you. Because can you imagine if Ron Paul says, no, take all the popular votes from me, they're going to say, look at Ron Paul, people trying to steal the election. But listen, we're already getting off.
I don't know where the stealing comes in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I understand that in the political process that the delegates can vote for whoever they want, but it is going back 230 years. People are supposed to, the delegates are supposed to honor the popular vote. And then they get on horseback and go to the state capitol, and then they, you know, deliver the popular vote as the delegate.
Mm-hmm.
That goes back to
All we can do is see what it comes to. I think it's a tricky situation right now. And the three candidates, to me, are dreadful. And it's a sad commentary that the United States has to choose from such people.
Well, I agree with you, Bob. We don't have much time left. What do you think's most important, A, that listeners know about what's currently happening, B, when do you see, I mean, gold's already gone back up quite a bit in the last day, but when do you see gold going back above 1,000? What's your forecast there?
Well, first off, we've had a rally. It'll probably flatten out tomorrow. Earlier on when I looked at the market, the price of gold was around 906. And one of two things will happen here. Either we've already tested the lows once. We might go down and test them again, but then again, we may not. And the bottom is in. The question is, how long will it take? It's hard to say. It came down quickly, and when something comes down quickly, it tends to go back up quickly. It's obvious that the United States government and others leased gold and sold gold into the market to take it down on an intraday basis about $150 an ounce. I think they've accomplished what they wanted to do for the time being, because there was so much bad news coming out. They got the stock market back up from 11.6 to 12.6 on the Dow, and that gives them a lot of leeway in the downside, because they're going to get more and more bad news, because the credit crisis is nowhere near being solved. And
well, that's the thing, is they've pumped all this money and liquidity in. The economy is contracting at the grassroots level. Inflation is accelerating, and they're saying everything's fine. We're out of the recession before it ever even began. Meanwhile, they're devaluing the dollar, and they're trying to suppress gold, but it's not working.
Well, it comes back like a monster in their look at it. And that is that the zombie just won't go away. It just keeps on coming back from the dead. And it's going to continue to do so. We're going extremely higher in gold and silver, and the dollar's going lower. They've abandoned the dollar, and what they're doing instead of defending the dollar and the American economy is it saving Wall Street? And it's as simple as that. And that's been obvious for the last several weeks, and if not months. And I believe that you're going to have the deflationary factor from the continual breakdown of the housing market and the foreclosures and all of those things and the credit problems. At the same time, the Fed's going to crank out $200 billion more every month. Overseas are going to do the same thing.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I think now that gold has gone down a little bit, that's a buying opportunity.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, especially in here now that it looks like it may well have set a bottom. And if that, in fact, is the case, what the aluminous on the inside have done, very simply, is given you an opportunity to buy cheap gold and silver.
When do you think it's going to go back above 1,000? 6 months from now? A month from now? No telling.
Oh, I think it could be quicker than that. I think we could. There's a possibility we could see that approach again here in the next 6 weeks. It is not by the end of the year. I mean, you know, we've been going at this now for 8 years. They have extended this gold-silver rally by suppressing it. And sooner or later, they're going to run out of gold and silver. And as you probably have heard,
major shortages.
Yes, to get delivery, particularly in silver bars. And this is all over the world. I mean, you read the International Forecaster. You see the letters that come in there from people who live down the street from the Perth Mint, etc.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. I want to get you up a full hour next week. Stay there. I'd like to talk to you during the break. Final segment, key announcements coming up. Stand by.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
We'll be right back.
time to be young. I know that feeling. Deadlines and commitments. What to leave in, what to leave out. By the way, they are giving children thousands of times higher level fluoride than what's in the water at school every week across the country. I covered this in the first hour of the show today. It's going to restart in about 4 minutes at InfoWars.com. Please tell everybody to tune in. This is just a continual emergency transmission as we warn the world and try to keep them from brain damaging our children in a cold-blooded eugenics operation. We also get into more on Barack Obama and the proof that his pastor is right about AIDS being engineered in the first hour. Re-aired on a lot of AM and FM stations throughout the evening and the morning, but also at InfoWars.com. You go there, and that's where you hear the streams. Also, big announcement coming up Monday at noon. You'll want to hear it. Don't forget, I had Jesse Ventura on yesterday, just an out-of-sight interview. We're being censored by AOL, a bunch of other people. They admit it. We have their letters. We need this to break out into the news. And he came out and said, I apologize. I didn't look at it. I looked at it. I'm a demolitions expert. They blew up the towers. New World Order. This is a big deal to have a governor do this. Call AP. Call everybody. Help me. Call all the radio stations. Help us get this out so more people have the courage to go public. Now, we only got about 3 minutes with him. Ted Anderson, I bought a little bit of gold and silver when it hit 1,000. Dropped down to 850. Now it's back up above 900. This is a buying opportunity. Gold and oil are up because the dollar's devalued. And we know the IMF and central banks came in admittedly and dumped tons of gold, hundreds of billions into the market the last 2 weeks to drive it down. But it's not stopping it from going back up. They can't kill it because of the market fundamentals. Please tell people about the special offers you've got today from when gold was even lower a week ago. And I just hope people use this as a buying opportunity. Like when it would go from 300 to 400 and back down to 350, I'd say buy it. Use this as an opportunity. Or when it would go to 800 and then go back down to 700, I'd say use it as an opportunity. This is an opportunity. Ted Anderson.
Right here, Alex. And you're right about that. I picked up this stuff when gold was at 887. And right now gold is at 905. So you can see that the market is strong. And they're right. They only can sell so much of it into the marketplace. And just like Bob said, they're running out. I don't even dare touch silver right now because it's in short supply. If you want silver, you're just going to have to call, mention it on the Alex Jones special. They'll find you something. I can't sell anything in any quantity right now on that. Gold is getting tough, too. Right now, what I have is the British Sovereign Gold Coin. It is currently right now at $247 per coin. That's a great buy to get into the gold market. I have the Franc Coin. Currently right now, it's at $197 per coin. Both of those are just, smaller pieces of gold that you can use as money. But, we can all see that the dollar is falling. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the specials. They're there, and they're available for all the Alex listeners.
That's right. You were giving out your newsletter number there for a minute, Ted. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Do you understand gold and silver are getting scarce? They had to suppress the price or it would have gone supernova past 2000 and shown how weak the dollar really is. They are hammering the dollar. They are going after it. At the same time, they're hammering gold, ladies and gentlemen. You need to move into precious metals today, 800-686-2237, and tell them Alex Jones and Ted Anderson sent you, or it'll be the higher price, 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at TruthNews.us and PrisonPlanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You are listening to GCN.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit has